Swinging Party by the Replacements from Luca on Air.
Luca on Live.
My bad. I'm sorry, Luca. Welcome back, everybody. It's another Tuesday. It's me and Joel on our show. Stop jumping in front of the cabs buses. Jumping in front of the cabs buses doesn't give you free tuition. So please stop doing it.
One of these weeks we'll get it.
Yeah. You'd think by now we'd know it, but no, we do not.
It'll be a running bit.
Yeah. Okay, but for today, we have kind of scene emo music, like kind of like the music that like I listened to as like a child with like unlimited internet access and that I should not have been listening to. But, you know, a little bit about like what scene in general is like. It's an offshoot of emo from like the early 2000s. It's got elements of pop punk, metalcore, EDM. So we're going to be playing a little bit of like going off EDM, we're going to be playing a little bit of like breakcore, glitchcore, and like a lot of like other genres called for like crunkcore. A lot of genres that just have the word core at the end. But like more about scene, it kind of like also is very much a fashion heavy like subculture with like a lot of like bright hair and like bright clothing. According to Wikipedia, there's a straight-up quote that just says, members of the scene often shop at Hot Topic. So, yeah, it's also dedicated to, like, you know, flat hair with big fringes, aggressive eyeliner. A lot of influences from Harajuku fashion, which I feel like is a lot of, like, where a lot of fashion comes from. Like, if you want to, like, find new and up-and-coming, like, fashion, like, trends, look in Harajuku in, like, Japan. It's, yeah. But yeah, just a little fun fact, some of the actually first ever like social media influencers as we know them today were actually like so-called scene queens, like from MySpace, as they like they were kind of like the first ever people who like kind of got popular and like, you know, like a large following on social media and like did like things like brand deals and like sponsorships and so on. And like as for scene, it kind of died in like the early 2000s, 2014, with like Tumblr, everything like getting popular, and MySpace like decreasing in popularity. But there's been a bit of a revival with things like When We Were Young, like concert show, which is always in Las Vegas and never in the East Coast. But yeah, so we're gonna be actually starting off this today with My Chemical Romance. So Look Alive, Sunshine. And wait, if you don't know the song, I'm going to be very disappointed, but Look Alive, Sunshine, and Listen Up. The future is bulletproof. The aftermath is secondary. It's time to do it now and do it loud. Killjoys, make some noise. Not from My Chemical Romance. Next up, we have a band that is MySpace famous, and they're actually going to be coming here and performing on December 13th at Ace of Cups. Anyways, next up is Party Like a Millionaire by Millionaires.
Millionaires, bitches. Pills and getting high. fucked out of my mind. Slow motion. We ain't even near done. Time to have some real fun. Need a fix, big and thick. Holla. If you have one.
Pull it, pull it up and pull it out. Pull it, pull it, pull it. Dashing, dashing cameras all around.
Come smack this bomb ass booty.
Smashing, smashing bottles, doing lines.
Pop, popping pills and getting high.
I'm so fucked out of my mind.
Middle finger in the air.
That was Part Like a Millionaire by Millionaires, bitches. Anyways, next up we have a song from Sleeping With Sirens. And it's, well, as you probably can tell from the name, but it's about The Walking Dead. Anyways, enjoy Dead Walker Texas Ranger, an absolute banger.
Like race.
Texas, Deadwalker, Texas Ranger. Next up, we've got kind of like, as I was saying, there's like more EDM side of it. So we actually have a, I feel like, pretty famous EDM song from like that's from the early like kind of 2000s, like from the internet. But this is All I Ever Wanted from Bass Hunter. I just said his name.
All I ever wanted was to see you smiling,
smiling.
I know that I love you, oh baby, why don't you see?
Hunter, and I mispronounced his name. I'm a poser, sorry, JK. Next up, we have, well, something completely different, but still kind of like, I want to say, not terminally online, but like something from like also internet, like very like online music. Like I listened to this as a kid on YouTube, to like back in like 2014 or 2015. But next up is actually a Vocaloid song, so something completely like completely out of the blue, but. This is Poppy Ball by Lemmas P.
Okay, just kidding, actually. Spotify can't play the current song, so we're just going to skip ahead.
Actually, let me do something here. Actually, I've just realized I double queued this. Let me play this one, see if this version works.
We'll be right back.
Vocaloid song. That was Poppy Pop by LMSP. Next up, we have something that's actually kind of, well, not recent, it's like 10 years old, but it's kind of a banger. I only like got into like the song recently, and it's Go Hard by Krayshawn.
Hey, bitch. What's up? You know, I'd really like to do that, but I don't have any fucking money. Like, I don't have any fucking money.
Hey, bitch, do you really, really, really wanna go hard? Go in the crib, to your stepfather's credit card, and take the car and do circles in the parking lot. Scream at the top of our lungs like la la la, la 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 la. We got the la 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 la.
Hey, bitch, I see you working at the mall at Forever 21 selling tees and shawls. You wanna quit your job? Show, but don't be on some hoe shit. Bounce with something cute on. I kiss
girl, take your jacket off. Get off the floor. Go hard. Go hard. Go, go hard.
Go hard. Go hard.
Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Let me see you go hard. Go hard. Go hard. Go, go hard. Hey, babe. Do you really, really, really want to go hard?
Krayshawn. Next up, we have like a band that's like kind of like the crunkcore part of like scene subculture, but it's Get Crunk by Brokenside. So enjoy. Get Crunk by Broken Side. Next up, we have a return to EDM music. Well, kind of. Not kind of. It is just return to EDM music. It's Be My Game Boy featuring S3RL by Urino. Co-host is not on top of it right now.
I'm so sorry, guys. I have a pounding headache today.
It's okay.
But that was
Be My Game Boy.
Be My Game Boy by Urino.
Featuring S3RL.
Featuring S3RL. Now we're taking a turn to more of an emo band. This is Whore by Get Scared.
What did you call
me?
You
know that bad girls go to hell? We'll be right back.
Okay, that was Horror by Get Scared.
Next up, we have something I would never think that would be on the airwaves, is a Nightcore song. It's Rockefeller Street, so it's like the Nightcore song. The song originally was actually like this 2011 Latvian submission for Eurovision. It didn't win, but it still gave us this absolute banger of Rockefeller Street Nightcore version.
I did not add this to the playlist, but I did green light it. So
I'm proudly behind this choice.
Here you guys go. Enjoy.
Yeah, if you can. Nightcore classic, Rockefeller Street. Next up, we have
I'll Sleep When I'm Dead by Set It Off. Also, more emo. Enjoy.
It's the same each and every night. Glare at my screen with two big bloodshot eyes. I'm stuck self-torturing. My meds are failing me. My eyes are stapled open wide as I lay down on my side. I am bouncing off these walls. I ran
When I'm Dead by Set It Off. Up next, we have
Pretty Rave Girl from S3RL. It's like, you know, his most famous song. It's also a pretty famous song. Just, we're back to EDM again. Enjoy.
I'm gonna go get some more.
That was Pretty Rave Girl by S3RL. Next up, we have it's a genre like called glitchcore, breakcore, whatever you call it. It's, if you listen to like Wolf Girl, Machine Girl, then you like kind of heard like this similar sounding music, but it's like kind of, it's not exactly like scene, but it's just kind of like in the central general kind of vibe, like a part of the internet. But this is Torami Hearts 2 by Gorshit. That was a bit of a change of pace. That was Torami Hearts 2, kind of a glitchcore, breakcore kind of stuff. But next up, we have, take it away,
Mr. Doctor Man by Palais Royal. This was one of mine and Ollie's favorite bands in high school. So yeah. Very emo, but good stuff. Very nostalgic.
Yeah, for sure.
Enjoy.
Mr. Doctor Man, he questions his hands, lost his mind, clinically fine, but he found a way to cope, needle in his throat, falling down, but the world is spinning round and round, he knows we're all down, the world is spinning round and round, I see this place ain't big enough for me, I'll
tell about this little boy who came from hell. Sit right there.